Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Just encourage everybody to stay in it. I don't think that the Lord's done. He gives you something to share. I encourage you to share it. I want to share something that the Lord showed me while we were worshiping and showed me a vision or a picture. And like he told me, he wants to release his love upon you tonight. And he showed me in this picture, in this vision, he showed me, it's hard to explain, but it was a huge giant. Huge giant heart. This 3D physical heart that just expanded up into the heavens and expanded miles. And he told me, this is my love. And I saw people, this heart was, it's almost made of, there was a film on the outside, and the inside was like a liquid almost, and or like a jello. And I could see people going in and out. And I saw some people didn't exactly know how to experience or go into his love. Some people didn't know what his love was. Saw some people swimming in the heart and the love of Jesus. I saw some people taking buckets and just going into the heart and filling up their buckets and just pouring it out onto other people. Lord says, I want you to experience my love tonight firsthand. I want to release my love upon you. Lord said, some of you don't even know what my love is all about. The love that you've experienced has been hurt and disappointment and anguish. Lord says, some of you are scared to fully enter my love because of regret and sin. But Lord says, don't you know that I take all your sin? I take all your addiction. I take all sexual sin. I take all strongholds. I take all thoughts and lies that should put you in the pit of hell. And I grab them. I put them in my son's arms and his hands on the cross. And I've nailed them to the cross. And that's how much I love you. You see, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter how bad it is. I'm calling you tonight into my love. I'm calling you into deeper love. See, the heart that I saw also had deeper like levels and stages, and I saw some people on the outside just kind of swimming along, just keep swimming. And then I saw it as you go deeper. You know, it's harder to see the people as they went deeper in him because they were so enveloped in him. Lord says, I'm calling you deeper in. Come deeper with me. I love you so much. Don't you know you can breathe in my love? And I saw people, as they were going in, I saw people learning about the chambers of his heart and the arteries, and I don't know how hearts are made up, but all the different parts of the heart, learning how the heart of the Father works. People who hunger, and Lord says, I know you're hungry tonight because you came to be with me. You came to enter my love. You came for that one-on-one.
Yes.
You came to enter the Holy of Holies with me. Come abide in me. Learn my ways. Learn the heart of God. And I saw people just going in so deep that for them it was cloudy looking out. You know it was possible tonight to get so one-on-one with him, so deep in with him, that you just forget that there's other people in the room.
Mm.
Not that you don't care about the people around you, but you're so wrapped up in the arms of the Father, in the heart of the Father. Lord says, I long for that place to be with you.
Yes.
For I love you so much. You know, my love is incomprehensible. It's unmeasurable. It's undeniable. For I put my staple of love on you. You cannot escape the grasp of my love. For I'll be with you wherever you go. As you leave tonight, I'll be with you wherever you go. As you go to your work, I'll be there. As you play with your kids, I'll be there. As you walk along the streets, I'll be there. As you talk with your friends, I'll be there. As you sit in the quiet at home, I'll be there. And my love will be there. For I love to be with you. I love everything about you. I made you. See, in my eyes, you are perfect. In my eyes, you are perfect. Don't you know I didn't create mistakes? You are not a mistake. That's a lie from the enemy. It's okay to make mistakes. But you know you learn from your mistakes. But I don't create mistakes. I see you through my eyes of love. I see what I nailed up to that cross. I see through that lens. I see you as pure. I see you as holy. I see you as righteous. I've cloaked you with my righteousness. Don't you know you're heirs to my throne? You're co-heirs with me. I've made you to rule and reign. I've made you to be bold. I made you to be strong.
That's right.
I've made you to think straight.
Yes.
I've made you to have a clear mind. I've made you to overcome. I've made you to have resurrection power and might. Come deeper. Come receive the things I have for you. Come receive my love. Draw upon my well. Come feel my arms wrapped around you. Experience how I see you. You know that I smile when I think about you. Rest in my love. There's peace in my love. There's a calmness in my love. There's a priority shift in my love. Like a child climbs into their daddy's lap. Like the Lord's telling me to lay hands on people's heads and just release the love. Release the lock. Open up.
I don't know exactly what they were, but there's a lot of them. And then the next picture that I seen was this magnificent lion, a male lion, and he was resting, he was sleeping. And there's those hyenas were everywhere, and he just sat his head up. He didn't even get up. He just sat his head up. And he didn't, it wasn't like a, you know, the big male lion roar. It was just kind of a little one. Just a little one. And those things went, gone. And he laid back down. And the interpretation I got from it was there he's unequaled, and he does it from a place of rest. Mm-hmm. And we're to abide in him, and our stuff isn't, it's unequal, and it goes in a place of rest. It like tonight we're changed. We don't have to fight our stuff. You can just allow him.
I hear the Lord saying that this is a room full of very hungry people, and he's a very proud daddy tonight. And he's encouraging us to let him have his way tonight, because it's limitless. He's limitless, right? His love is limitless. He's limitless. And he's healing minds. And he's, we've been crying out, I believe it's the whole crew in here been crying out for more him and freedom and specific things. And I feel like it's for everyone in this room that he's healing minds tonight. Whatever it is, whether it's memories, whether it's patterns of cyclical thinking, whether it's your whole past, whether it's a habit or images. I see images being erased, imaging. Mm-hmm. I see wrong upbringings being wiped away in his love. And he's also continuing, and that's not all he's doing with minds. Those were just a couple of examples. He's limitless. And he's continuing and beginning surgeries tonight. So in the coming days, when you feel an unction to go away and be with Jesus, be still. He can only do surgery, just like in the natural when we're still. Pull on heaven for holy anesthetic. But picture, just picture his love and the beautiful description of the immeasurable heart tonight, because He's saying, stay in it in the days to come. There's things you've been crying out for, and there's things I'm doing. So stay in it. I also hear him saying that this is a holy, special night. You won't forget it, so don't forget it. That's what I hear him saying. We've learned about landmarks in the spirit. I see people in this room getting a rock or a piece of paper or a journal, but making a mark this night in the spirit. I hear God encouraging us.
Well, Lord, we just lift this meeting up to you, and we just thank you for what you've done tonight. We thank you for your touch, and thanks for touching each and every one of us and showing up and giving us the privilege to meet with you, to worship you, to love upon you, to receive from you, to be blessed by you and to bless you. And we just thank you, Father, for being such a good, good Father. We just seal this meeting with the blood of Jesus. We speak to everybody's drive home, and we surround the cars with angels. We commission angels around each vehicle that everybody would have a safe drive home, and that everybody would have a blessed week, and that they would carry the presence with them, and that they would grow deeper and carry your love with them as they go to their house. In Jesus' name.
Can you? Amen.